Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 27th of July, 2017. It was on this day, 1789, the Department of Foreign Affairs was created in Washington by President Washington, which a couple of months later was renamed the Department of State, and he appointed Thomas Jefferson as the first Secretary of State. Jefferson, who disliked the formality and the elaborate social codes of European courts where diplomacy was conducted, Jefferson, who wrote, "Commerce with all nations, alliance with none, should be our motto." It's the birthday of Elizabeth Hardwick, born in Lexington, Kentucky, 1916. She moved to New York to study at Columbia. In 1946, she met the poet Robert Lowell, who was in the midst of a divorce from his first wife. Elizabeth Hardwick married him 3 years later. During their honeymoon, Lowell had a manic depressive attack, and throughout their marriage, he had frequent affairs, breakdowns. Elizabeth Hardwick said, "I didn't know what I was getting into, but even if I had, I still would have married him. He was not crazy all the time. Most of the time, he was wonderful." It was in 1959, an editor at Harper's Magazine, Robert Silvers, put together an issue about the state of literature in America, and he asked Elizabeth Hardwick to write a piece. She wrote an essay, "The Decline of Book Reviewing," in which she said that book reviewers had gone soft in America. They were praising everything. A few years later, Elizabeth Hardwick and Robert Lowell were having dinner with their friends Jason and Barbara Epstein. It was during a strike at the New York Times, so there was no New York Times book review to read, and they talked about starting their own book review. The next morning, Lowell went to the bank and took out a loan for $4,000. They called up Robert Silvers at Harper's, asked if he'd be interested in working as an editor. He said yes, and they put together the first issue of the New York Review of Books at Elizabeth Hardwick's dining room table. It was published in February 1963, had Norman Mailer, William Styron, Mary McCarthy in it. They printed 100,000 copies, which sold out right away. Elizabeth Hardwick wrote many books of fiction, including Sleepless Nights, a collection of essays, Sight Readings, American Fiction. Here's a poem by Athena Kildegard, "Brothers at the Reunion." The old men stood below the exit sign, laughing and cussing as though they were in a well-lit bar, though they'd all given up drink years before. They cussed for the electricity of the words. Some widowers who hadn't kissed a woman in years stroked the air with their hands. They didn't touch one another. The one holdout blew smoke away from their privacy. They did not talk of faith, these men whose father had been a deacon. They disagreed. Instead, they told the old stories about creek beds and whippings and snakes in mailboxes and jokes featuring Viagra and gravity. Their laughter bound them, that and a loss of faith in their bodies, though desire hammered there still. Brothers at the Reunion, a poem by Athena Kildegard from Bodies of Light, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.